And maybe, it's really that, like, they're really down on, it's like sort of like looked down on to be with a human. So it's like he can't believe he would even want to lower himself to.
Right, it's like class differences times 10.
Yes. But he just like he one night he couldn't help himself, and he bit her, sucked her blood, and then he was like, oh my God, I took this way too far. But then she still works for him.
Welcome to the story. It's story time with Sky. You can fall in love and laugh until you cry. It's story time with Sky. It's story time with Sky.
Welcome to Story Time with Sky. I'm your host, New York Times bestselling author Sky Warren. Every week, I tell a brand new story based on the heroes, heroines, and meet cutes that you want to hear about. I bring on some of my favorite romance authors as guests to help me craft a hilarious, steamy, and ultimately romantic story with a guaranteed happily ever after. So pour a glass of something fun. Welcome to the story.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sky Warren, and I am here with Renee Rose, who I'm very excited to have. She's the USA Today bestselling author of what? Billionaire, Steamy, Paranormal Romance.
Yep. And shifter, like wolf shifter stuff.
Yeah. And so I thought
Mafia and wolves, yeah.
Mafia Wolves, Mafia Wolves. I love it. And so I thought this would be a good time to actually do our inaugural story time with Sky with paranormal, because we have not done paranormal
Awesome.
yet. And I was just telling Renee that I got to meet J.R. Ward today. Wasn't the first time, but I got to meet her again today because I'm here at a signing where she's at. And that's very exciting. And I'm literally holding one of J.R. Ward's books because I'm going to have it signed by her. So I
Love
thought we'd
it.
go that direction.
I freaking love J.R. Ward. Like, I read her, yeah, before I was a writer, and what was like made me fall in love with paranormal.
What is like your favorite by her, your favorite couple or book?
Good question. I really liked the brother, like the twin Smoke brothers. Like, the I'm not gonna get this right. Why were they with Smoke? Somehow they were like smoky, like they turned into the mist kind of thing. And it was like in a dungeon, and there was a woman in the, captive in the dungeon. But that one had a twist. It wasn't the HEA you expected. So that was a little like startling.
Okay,
Not to do
interesting. I feel like she
a
does
giveaway.
kind of make her own rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I appreciate about her. It's sort of her whole vibe, I feel like.
Yeah. But I like a dungeon. So I was all about the
Yes,
dungeon.
I do enjoy a dungeon. It's like, why are there not more dungeons in
Exactly.
books?
Exactly.
And really, one time when I should have put just like a straight up dungeon, I like made it too complicated. I did a dark book where she gets thrown into like this, the basement of this French prison. It's like a it's not a real prison. It's like, 'cause I like I'm really obsessed with the French Revolution, so like they
Yeah.
took a lot of the churches and like turned them into prisons.
Love it.
And so now it's been long abandoned, but the bad guys use it.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I don't feel like readers really connected to it too. That particular dungeon, as much as like I was excited about it, but it was fine.
Yeah, I'm all about like we have a book in our Bad Boy Alpha series where she gets brought to a dungeon to breed with the wolf because he's in like, and it was because of that J.R. Ward book that I was like, oh yeah, we gotta have him stuck in a dungeon together,
Oh my God, I love a dungeon. Okay. So you and I are going to come up with a story today, and the story is going to have three parts. The first that's going to be given to us, and then we can come up with it however we want after that. So the first part is the hero, second part is the heroine, and third part is the meet cute.
Okay.
So the first part, the hero, is I feel like classic. I just felt like in honor of J.R. Ward, we would go with a classic billionaire vampire. Obviously, she
Awesome.
has a lot of like variety there, but I feel like that gives us also a lot of flexibility to do whatever we want with the story.
Yes.
And I was thinking, like, there's that meme. I don't know if you've seen it going around where it's like, why are someone was like, why are vampires always rich? And someone else was like, I mean, if you've been alive like thousands of years and you haven't found a way to make money, just like walk into the sun, you know? So I'm like, that's fair, right? Like, not, it's also like pretty reasonable. Like,
Well, and they
if
also
they
could
would.
like just glamour anyone into giving them their money. It's like, right? They
Oh,
have these
yeah.
powers to.
It depends on the exactly. It depends on the kind of vampire
True.
that they are
True.
and the lore. So she, hang on, I'm looking it up because the readers have determined this. Okay. Oh, this is handy. It is actually personal assistant to billionaire. I did not know it was going to come together like that for
That
us,
did come together.
but it did.
Awesome.
Okay. And then the last item. You've definitely, I feel like you've definitely written billionaire assistant books before.
Oh yeah, I like them.
I feel like I've definitely circled the block and I've written like a novella, but I don't know if I've like gone hard, you know. I feel like I
Yes.
have an upcoming book actually that is going to be that more specifically.
Yeah, I'm editing one right now. I'm like,
Yeah. Just like really go lean in, you know? All right.
yes.
So, and then the last item is, I already had it up. Okay, is getting into a car accident on the way to a funeral.
That's their meet cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's giving me her thinking face. I'm just saying.
So she's not already his assistant, I guess.
Right.
Or, see, she could have been and then has been mind wiped because she found out.
Oh.
And then this is what jogs her. Like they have the accident, and then there's something familiar about the stranger who pulls her out of the wrecked car.
Oh my God. So that's like a second chance of romance where he doesn't know. But the question is, like, I guess, did he want her memory wiped, you know?
Maybe, he just had to because she found out the secret and then he regrets it, which is why he
So
was driving,
in this world, they live among us, but they're secret. And they have a mind wipe that they can do if anyone finds out. So, like, why does he even have a human assistant, you know?
Well, maybe she actually was working with someone he was trying to do a business dealing with.
She also doesn't have to be human, though. That in kind of, I feel like we're kind of telling it like she is, but.
True. Readers generally, like in my experience, they seem to like better like the normal human with the other
Right.
hero,
So a human, it also could just be like he's so picky. He's like fired all the vampires.
Yeah, and maybe she's just like particularly got under, she's something special about this one, that something that just like makes him feel alive again, and he's been dead for, his heart's been dead for so long. And then she comes around, she's got like a certain smell, like she smells like a daisy, and it like kind of wakes him up. And
So she works for him. They're like maybe flirty slash interested in each other, but he knows that nothing can ever come of it because they're secret.
yep.
And I feel like I want him to really be invested in the secret keeping, like to be almost to be in charge of it or something. So because I don't like the idea of someone like telling him what to do and him just being like, yeah, okay, I love her, but okay. You know, like I want
I
him to
love that.
believe in it, like the importance of it.
Yes. And maybe, it's really that like they're really down on, it's like sort of like looked down on to be with a human. So it's like he can't believe he would even want to lower himself to.
Right. It's like class differences times 10.
Yes. But he just like he one night he couldn't help himself, and he bit her. Sucked her blood, and then he was like, oh my God, I took this way too far. But then she still works for him, so that's not gonna, maybe she can't work for him yet.
It could be that they had a meeting and but I also was curious about this meet cute. Like it's a car crash on the way to the funeral, but like is it a funeral that's relevant to them? You know? Like it probably should be.
Right, maybe it's her former boss, and now he's gonna offer her a job right there, and that's when she becomes his assistant.
But why is he, how does he know the boss?
I think he killed the boss, and that's why he had to mind wipe her. I don't know if the boss is human or vampire.
Ooh, it could be like this. Like, what if, like, we have to get into like his backstory of why he this is important to him, but Like, what if he's like very secretive and very like sort of xenophobic about being a vampire? Like, he doesn't bring humans into his world, but other vampires do. They're like, yeah, I just keep it a secret, but I can have them work for me. I can have them whatever.
Yeah.
And so, like, it is a vampire who's her boss, but she doesn't know the guy's a vampire. Like, she just worked for him and he was a really like demanding boss. And maybe he did have to kill him because he's kind of evil. And he goes there and she's like, now like, oh, I'm broke. I'm going to have to drop out of college because I don't have a job anymore. And he's like, oh shit. Like, I feel sort of responsible. So like, fine. You did assisting work. You can obviously do assisting work.
Yes.
So why is it that it's so important to him that vampires stay secret? Like, it's got to be tied to an event in his past where people were in
Definitely.
Danger.
Yeah, because what happens if humans find out? There's some like curse that gets, yeah. You know, because you think, well, they could just wipe everybody. So
what happened where too many humans got together and found out about a vampire and like hurt him or something?
Yeah, like the slayers, maybe the vampire slayers, or
yeah,
you know, you never know who you can trust,
right?
Because the slayers have kind of infiltrated everywhere, and they know that in these rich circles,
I
there's
see.
going to be
Yeah,
vampires because you know the vampires have the money.
Right. And there's like going to be rumors about like
who doesn't
tracking.
Come out in the day and like,
right.
You know,
And
so she worked for this rich, eccentric billionaire who made her come to his house. So everyone's like, oh, she could be spying.
Oh, I do like if he doesn't trust her or, you know, he's unsure about her, like a little bit of interrogation kink, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, what if he was trying to screw over the other vampires, and so our hero showed up to kill him. She saw something and he had to mind wipe her. And then he's like, I'll never see her again, but then they crash into each other on the way to the funeral.
It's probably got to be something like the reason why they crashed is like someone was distracted by something that's relevant to the story.
It's got to be a blowjob. Like someone's giving, like maybe he's
oh my
driving
God.
and then we'll never forgive him for that, will we?
I know, it is hard. It's hard when they do that.
Yeah. And it's not like his driver would be getting a blowjob while he's in the back.
Yeah, so she could be, I mean, she doesn't have a driver, so she could just be more.
She gets distracted by something and she crashes into them.
Yeah.
Probably not her tears. I don't know if she's that sad.
No.
But maybe she has a headache from getting mind wiped. Like she's got like a blinding migraine or something. And then, so then it's his fault. So now he's got it. Like he put her in the hospital with this car accident and now he's got to offer her, I don't know.
Or like if, oh, you know what I like? Is if, let's say he goes, you know, maybe he didn't even like want to kill the guy. He's just like went to bargain with him. And the guy's like, no, I'm definitely going to expose us. And he's like, well, that's it. Like, I'm going to have to like subdue you.
Yeah.
And exactly. She just made a violent motion, just so you know.
That was a head twisting. The head twist off.
Twist off. Yes, that is the motion that she made. And so then he mind wipes her. But what if, and he's like, well, that's it. Right. Like you said, I never have to see her again. What if she sees him and a flash of memory comes back to her?
Yes.
And then she crashes. And
yes,
that would be shocking because not only did they like crash, but also like no one can block the mind wipe. Right. Like it's like,
right.
How
so
did
now
she
he's
do
gotta
that?
Find out why. And is she working for the Slayers? Is she just
right? And like how much is she gonna remember if she's immune to the mind wipe? Like what,
yes.
You know?
Yeah, so way more interrogation kink going on, possibilities going on. I think he needs to take her back to his place right away and give her some of.
So confused because like you're gonna have these dreams, you know, these like flashes, and you're like, am I dreaming? What is going, am I having PTSD because my boss died? Like what is going on?
Yeah, it's the old like she wakes up in a dark but luxuriously appointed bedroom, and you know she remembers the car accident, but somehow she's miraculously healed because he gave her some of his blood, you know, and she doesn't know where she is or how she got there, but she did have several flashes while she was sleeping.
I think if we're going to go the angle that he's trying to protect the vampire community from the slayers, there has to actually be a slayer in the story.
Female?
Yeah. Like maybe like her friend and roommate has gotten close to her because she suspects that boss, their first boss, is a vampire.
Yeah. She was always trying to like get her to meet, introduce them or like get pump her for information.
Just get close to her.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when all this happens, she's going to call like her friend and roommate and be like, listen, some weird stuff is happening. But anyway, I'm like kind of sort of a prisoner of this billionaire anyway. But like her roommate is going to know more about what's going on than she does even because,
I love it.
So she will, I feel like later in the story, like inadvertently lead the slayer to him.
Yes. Well, and of course her disappearing to his house is going to like, from the funeral, maybe the slayer was going to that funeral, hoping to, and then they never show up and she's like, what's going on? And tries to track her down. She's very suspicious.
Yeah. She could.
And meanwhile, he's just like captivated by this girl because she's just.
Oh, yes.
She smells delicious and she's adorable.
Right. He does not want to be interested because he knows he's made the promise that they can never be exposed. So therefore.
Yeah.
He can't be the one to do it of all people.
Yeah.
And I feel like with eternal beings, like, I mean, it really begs the question of like the sort of idea of like soulmates.
Yes. Or past, like with vampires, it could be past life. Like she was in a past life, she was his lover, you know?
Oh my God. I do like that kind of a second chance romance, actually. I don't even think I've read it, but.
Tessa Bailey has one.
I think I read the first one, but that's not.
Yeah. I think it might be the second one.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
No. Was it the first one?
Maybe.
I don't remember. Was there three?
Yeah.
One of them.
No, I like that. We'll have to write that down. I always write down which books we talk about.
Okay, I'll look it up. It's
well, either way, the story, the trilogy, it's like a series, and
yeah, I want to say it's the first one.
And the covers are just ridiculous. I mean, come on.
I know. I love them so good.
It's like really annoying to me when I see a cover that I love that much because then I'm just like, I can never have it. That's all exactly. I can think. I know. Yes. It's like that's not
no,
the problem.
I remember
mindset.
That feeling like when I was a teenager and like seeing like really fine art and it would just like make me ache.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is that feeling of like, I want it, but it's I can't have it. Like
yeah, like it's ephemeral, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone go look at those covers and read the books. But
yes, they're delightful.
Anyway, yeah. So like,
like, is she sweet and innocent or is she like, you know, like, was she like uber capable and that's why he had her as the, you know, was she one of those like really smart, capable, like.
I like the idea that she was his first love, like back when he was literally born, you know what I mean? Like, and not a vampire. And somehow her dying was like related to him becoming a vampire, but he couldn't save her.
I love it. So that'll be the wound that causes the black moment for sure.
Yes.
He's afraid of losing her that way again.
So the question is, like, when does he know? He can't know right away because then he wouldn't have mind wiped her. Like,
right. And how do you know? Like,
yeah, how do you know? That's the question.
You know, unless she starts having, like, in between the visions of what happened in this lifetime starts bleeding through. Maybe that this whole, like, mind wipe fucks with her brain enough that, like, the past life can start coming through.
Yeah, because if seeing him and their bond is triggering enough for her to be able to dispel the mind wipe, then it also could be enough for her to see into her past life.
Yes.
And the memories there.
Yes. And so she starts saying things that make him go like it freaks him out.
Yes.
How did you know that? And he still thinks maybe she's a, like the.
Oh, she'll like, say stuff about him like, oh, like you.
Like she calls him by his old name, or
she calls him by his like some old name exactly, and he's like, "There's no way you could know that."
But he's like, "Did your did your roommate like? How do you
Right, he'll just sort of think she's the slayer, like she, you know, like he'll suspect her, more than even like the roommate, or that she's working for someone or sent by them, you know, kind of thing. Like that she knows what she's up to versus being an unwitting pawn.
Yes.
And then
in the meantime, I think that there's a scene where she's like tied to the bed with ribbons and, you know, that the interrogation that uses a lot of tongue. And
I love that. Like, I always love that when it's like, I will literally pleasure you until you tell me. And they're like, no, stop. It's perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So personality, like, what do you think? Is she like tough girl, or is she sweet and innocent, or?
I like her being quirky.
Quirky. I like quirky too. Like kind of artsy.
Yeah. You know what book I'm rereading right now, which I love it so much. I've reread it a zillion times, is The Spy Master's Lady by Joanna.
It's my favorite book of all times.
Oh my God. That's hilarious that I just like brought that up right now.
Because when you mentioned the dungeon, the French dungeons.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes. That's all I could think of. Was like, oh yeah, those dungeon scenes.
I literally was like, I'm obsessed with the French Revolution, which I am.
Seriously. Those books, I love, I would read anything Joanna Vorne wrote. Like,
And so like, Anna Kay, I don't even know if I'm saying her name right. I mean, all of her heroines are actually really special, but like her in particular is just so precocious.
Yes.
And like innocent and wise at the same time.
Yes, totally, totally. I love that.
So oh, love
that. Yeah, that's
there
good
is
for
like
her.
A timelessness to her, right? Like yes. It's not about her age, right? So I feel like that fits with someone when we're seeing someone who we know is like an older soul.
Yeah, I love it. That's exactly that. She definitely has that old soul vibe. Totally.
Yeah.
I love it.
And it actually, this book has like the Spy Master's Lady has sort of the interrogation kink.
Right. Totally. Wait. And then suddenly I'm like, wait, she could be blind too. Maybe that's why the vampire hired her. Although, so she doesn't know that it's dark all the time, or.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Right? No, I mean, it could definitely be something. It's probably not a coincidence. I'll just put it that way, that like the old vamp hired her of all people, right?
Yeah.
She's like personal secretary. There's something about her and what she knows or how she is that suits the vampire world. Like,
yes.
That maybe she's being drawn to it because she has this like inkling in the back of her head somewhere deep, deep, deep. And yeah. So, okay. He's got her tied up. He's pleasuring her until she like confesses things, but she doesn't have really things to confess.
Yeah, but he's not sure if he can believe her.
He's not sure he can believe her, but she's also having these flashbacks. And these things are just coming out that are making him more suspicious. But as he's getting more suspicious, they're also just like actually having sex and getting closer.
Yes.
And
he can't help it. Like she's just so enticing.
Right. Ooh. And you know what else? Oh my God. It's hilarious that we talk about J.R. Ward and like Joanna Vorne, because I feel like we just like are mashing them up right now.
I know.
But like, you know how in My Master's Ladies, there's this part where she, even though she is being held captive and like their enemy, and he specifically suspects her of doing worse than she has done. His friend needs a bullet pulled out of him, and she does it and saves his life.
Yes.
And so like, I think that would be a really good juxtaposition for our vampire, because his whole thing is like he doesn't trust humans, and it endangers vampires to have them close.
Right.
So if she did something to help one of his friends.
I love it.
I don't
so
know
when
what.
Does she find out? That's always, this is when I write paranormal, it's always the moment. It's like, when do they find out that he's another, you know, like, is it early
right.
or is it later? And that's always part of it. It's like, when's the reveal? Like what, and what is the reveal? And like,
what is the reveal? So like, okay, just options. I don't feel like this has to be options in a moment of passion.
His teeth come out. He bites her before he couldn't even help it. He just bit her and she screams and she's thrashing. And he's like, I'm sorry. And then she's like, you killed. Then she remembers, you killed.
Yeah.
Former boss.
Yeah.
And now she's really a prisoner. Like she wants to be, Like she tries to run, but now she's like,
really, there's two reveals. Like there is the huge reveal of her realizing he's a vampire, and then there's the reveal of you were my soulmate. That'll be later.
Yeah, that'll come later. Yeah, totally. Preferably I don't know, like right around the black moment, maybe right after or right before.
I feel like right before.
Right before, so that the black moment is him freaking out that he's going
to realizing that he's lost her. Yes.
Yeah, and then like or afraid he's going to somehow kill her again, which we don't know how he did, but he did. Like maybe when he became a vampire, he like too much power and like killed her himself accidentally. You know how they like go crazy when they first get turned.
Ooh,
like they're dangerous.
That hurts my heart.
I know, right?
That hurts my heart. I was thinking a little bit more like, I don't know why the movie Highlander just came to mind, because I literally don't even know if that's what happens in the movie, but like more like he's fighting a force and he gets turned to like save them, and he does, but not in time for her.
Yes. So like at war, they're at war or something.
Yeah, I think it has to be more like that, just because
I like it.
The thing is, what he fears is humans.
I like it. And I think it should be French Revolution, because that's what we're mashing up, right?
Why not? I mean, I feel like they were hot during the French Revolution. The vampires were out and about.
Yeah. So we could set this over in Europe, you know, and have castles, and why not?
Yes.
We might have to travel there to do a little, you know, recognizance.
A little research. I think we
should.
Accuracy is important.
It really is. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So he lets it out in a moment of passion, which I feel like the good part about that, I feel like it probably needs to be like a really special moment. Like it's not just sex.
Right.
Something has elevated this.
Yeah. There must have been like an emotional reveal as well. Like some kind of like,
yes.
He lets her in, she lets him in somehow, you know, their walls come down. They share something.
What if like she says something that his like wife used to say?
Yes.
And it makes him so wild because of like that the past and present merge for him, not just for her.
Yes.
And so he fights her, and then he has to deal with the fact that this like mortal now knows what he is. But he also has to like, he has this guilt, right? It's like cheating on her. Like let's say, we could say he's been celibate all this time, but I would be more likely to say he's had sex, but like to him, it's not cheating because he doesn't care. It's just about scratching an itch.
Right.
Whereas like what he did with her feels like cheating because he doesn't yet know.
Mm. That gives me shivers in a good way.
Yeah.
I like it. And then he doesn't realize it's not cheating because it's still her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
So how much does she freak out? I mean, she's an old soul, so I feel like there's a certain amount of
wisdom there, or groundedness. Right.
Like it's not going to be a complete freak out. Like it's obviously a surprise, but her surprise does seem genuine. And then he's like, again, like, can I trust her? Like her surprise seems genuine, so she can't be sent by the Slayers, you know?
Yes. So then maybe there's a war. So if like the original death was like the political war that was happening at the time, maybe there's like a vampires versus, or like two camps of vampires that are warring. That was why the death of her boss, maybe. And so he's like, the black moment is like, she's going to maybe get killed by one of them, you know, like she's in danger. Oh, maybe they, you know, to get at him, they realize she matters and they kidnap her.
So like the roommate's still hanging out there, right? And so she's being held captive, and maybe the revelation that he's a vampire spurs on even more memories.
Yeah.
But maybe he reaches a point where he's like, I actually do trust you enough that I sort of can't make an excuse for holding you captive any longer. And she's like, yeah, I mean, I do like the sex that we're having, but it would be nice if I could return to my apartment and like maybe live my own life a little bit and not just like be your pet.
Right. And I've like, I gotta go get a new job. You killed my boss.
Well, she's like his assistant now.
Okay.
So she goes back, and the roommate is like, oh my God, where have you been? And she's like, not spilling the beans, but she's like, kind of a weird story. This guy is a big billionaire now, and I'm like his assistant, and that's kind of what's happening. And I think maybe the Slayer could give her warnings. Like, I've heard bad things about this guy, you know?
Yes.
Like, be careful.
Don't go
And
back there. Don't, please promise me you won't go back there. And she's like, no, I'm.
yeah.
And then, so that's going to tip her off. If she already knows he's a vampire, then she's going to realize her roommate knows something.
But I still like the idea of them both being in danger, right? Like
Yes.
there's two threats. There's threat of the Slayer, and then there's also the threat of like the boss who's dead, even though he's gone, like he still represented a camp
Yep.
that wanted to not hide.
Yep. And they're going to come out for retribution against him, maybe. And somehow he's going to fear she got in the middle of it again.
Right.
Maybe he pushes her away because something, there's a close call. And then he's like, you're fired. I can't. And she doesn't know why, but it's like to protect her.
Yeah.
And that's the black moment.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not super strong black moment, but
I mean, it's a good framework. I just feel like we need a reason
something's
for
missing. Yeah.
why, like for like what happened that made him decide to push her away. Is it that they come for retribution and then maybe something even happens with her? It's not the black moment, but it's like a skirmish.
And that's where she helps the friend, like
Yeah, it could
the.
be that. And then he could finally reach this point where he's like, okay, I do care about her and I don't want her to be hurt, but that means I can't have a human around me. You know what I mean? Like I've got to push her away. But
Yes.
I still like him not knowing that she's the soulmate at that time.
Yeah, but it
And
triggers
she,
his like anxiety over it, kind of.
right, he's like, I mean, classic, like I gotta protect her by pushing her away, you know?
Yes.
And so he does that. And then she goes back. And at that point, her roommate is like, you matter to the vampires. I'm gonna use you.
Yes.
Like in a slightly different way, but for the same reason as his enemies would have used her. Like,
Yep.
is if you matter, then you're a pawn.
Yep.
And then on his own, he will somehow realize that that was her. Like
Yes.
maybe he'll have a memory where she says something like the way that youthful people say about like, I'll meet you in a future life and I'll say this or something. And he realizes it's her. But he's apart from her
Yes.
now. He's in his mansion and she's in her apartment with her roommate.
Or like maybe she remembers fully and says it to, you know, like the words he said as she died, she repeats like over the phone, like blah blah blah, you know, like, and he's like, oh, I don't know.
No, he could even say that, like as she's dying, like he comes back, it's too late to save her or something like that. And he says, you know, and she says to him, like, I'll meet you in a former life. And then she like they say it again. And he's like, oh my God, gotta get to her. But
Yeah,
the
maybe he
Slayer.
even says, how will I know it's you? And they come up with like a sign that she remembers at the end, you know, like how will I know it's you? And she says, I'll wear flowers in my hair or something like that. And so she remembers that and then like says it to him or.
The only thing I'm thinking about is timing, because the thing is, if they say that, that's just HEA, and we need a dark moment.
Good point.
So,
And is she
like,
mad at him because he fired her? Like, does she know that he was just protecting her?
so he fires her and sends her away. She gets kidnapped. And then separately, I feel like he can realize that she's the soulmate. But then that's also when he comes under attack. And he's just so distracted by getting to her that he's in a weakened state.
Mm.
And I think she probably has to like outwit her own slayer. Like, I do appreciate a good saving by the man. But I think in this case, I don't know. I feel like.
Yes. Wait, so let's have him not realize that she's the one until
Okay.
after the, like you said, like
Okay.
hold it for the HEA.
Okay.
Because then it's even better, like, oh, he decided to try again with a new human. And then it's like, no, it's your same human for the
Oh, I do
AGA.
like that. I see what you're saying.
You know
I
what
like
I mean?
that.
Like, he chose her for her, for this current
Oh, I
version,
like that.
you know?
Yeah.
And guess what? It was the same one.
Yeah. You know what that reminds me of? There's this old Harlequin Presents called Gold Ring of Betrayal. And it's like Heath believes that she cheated on him because, like, his dad set it up so it would look like that. And he comes back and into each other's lives, and he, is just still very angry with her for that. And they have a lot of sparring, and they actually do have sex, but it's like very angry sex, you
Ooh,
know?
I like that.
I know. It's a good book. And then, I think it's actually before the dark moment, but in this book, but he does approach her and say, can we try again? Like, for real, even believing that she cheated. And actually, he believes that there's a child that's not his, that would be theirs. And then in the dark moment, he realizes that he was wrong all this time and she had never cheated.
Like, I love it. Yeah,
So
it's good
he
to
feels
forgive her, even though
super
there was nothing
bad.
to forgive. Yeah.
Exactly. So
Yeah.
knowing that he could reach that point was more
Yes.
meaningful than if he had not, you know.
Yes. I love it.
Almost like a true, like, widower story where he does have
Yes.
to overcome the past, but then only
Yep.
to realize that
Yeah, like
he
he
was
feels like
right.
the whole time he feels like he's cheating on the first one,
Yeah.
but then he's like, screw it, she's worth it. And then it's like, oh, but she is the first one. You
I
know?
know. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. Okay,
Great.
so how does he, is there like a fight scene? Is this like a suspense with fight scenes? Okay.
Totally. And I do love her getting away, like herself and rescuing
Right,
herself.
right, right. Because, yeah, exactly. Because he'll have this obsession with, rescuing her this time. But in
Maybe
this
she
case,
rescues him.
yes, I like it. And really, yeah, she's resourceful, you know?
Yes, she's smart, Cookie.
And she's wise. And so she gets back to the mansion in time. I still, like, there can still be a good moment. It could happen in the heat of the moment
Yep.
where, like, she rushes back. He's under attack. He's like, what are you doing here? And she's like, it's me. Don't you remember? You know, I said I would meet you in another life, and here I am. And he's like,
I
oh
just
my
got
God.
goosebumps.
I know. And then it's like, oh, we're under attack. We're under siege. And this is like his worst nightmare because, like, the thing is,
Yes.
that's what he learned before, is that no matter how good of a fighter he is, he can't be everywhere at once, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just like the, that's the truth, right? Like, that's like who lives, who dies, who tells your story from Hamilton, you know?
Yeah.
Like, as all of his strength can't guarantee her safety. So he has like real fear. But with some like kick-assing, like vampire Home Alone antics.
Yes.
Then he
Absolutely.
saves the day.
Yep.
And her. And then
Yep.
I guess turns her into a vampire. I figure that
Exactly.
is what is going to
For sure.
happen.
So now they have the rest of their, well,
Eternity.
yeah,
Yeah.
eternity together. Yeah.
So how does he turn her into a vampire?
Well, some lore is like three exchanges of blood. You know, like he drinks hers, she drinks his three times. I think that's a Kresley Cole. No, that might be Sookie Stackhouse.
Or
Don't
like
know.
if she bites him, but then she doesn't have any teeth, so that's a little weird.
Well, they have to like bite their own and then feed it to her. Like they,
Yeah, but
yeah.
he already gave her some
Yeah, so
when
she's already
she
had
was.
one exchange. So then it's like
Okay,
two
so it's
more.
like multiple exchanges. Okay,
Yeah.
okay. So they do the exchanges. Do you do like, does it hurt, you know?
I
Some
think.
people are like it hurts, and some people are like it doesn't hurt, and some people are like it makes them turned on.
Oh, definitely turns on. Yeah. Oh, like the actual, like when they suck their
Yeah.
blood, does it hurt?
Yeah.
I think it's like, you know, any kind of good kind of BDSM play. It's a good hurt.
A good hurt.
A good hurt.
Okay, so she's now a vampire and they are
Yep.
happily ever after.
Yep.
That's what has
And then
happened.
so they've somehow like solved all the vampire problems and the Slayer roommate.
I feel like they solved the Slayer and they push back the bad guys for now. But I mean, he's obviously got to have vampire brothers in arms.
Right, so we
They're
better
going to
leave
need their
it.
own books.
We
So,
better
like,
leave it. Yep.
the bad guys are just biding their time now. They like
Yes.
lost the battle, but they're in the war still.
Yes.
Okay, so the question is, what would be the epilogue? Do you write epilogues?
Oh, yeah. I like
Yeah.
epilogues. They go back to their castle where they lived. Or,
Oh, it was. I feel like they were poorer when they were human originally,
oh,
but still,
right.
I like the idea. They went back to that place,
To that place. Maybe not where she died, but like where they met or like.
right? Just like the coast, the
Yeah.
French coast.
Maybe they get married there. Not, I don't know if they need to get married, but you know.
Yeah, no, they could totally get married because like they were already married, so it's like really a vow renewal.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I love that a
Me
lot.
too.
Okay. So, what should the title be?
Oh.
A Bite to Remember.
Right to remember. We gotta get no, so we gotta get tropey here with the like billionaire boss, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But here's my thing. And I'm not saying we need to undo it, but like, I don't like when they're like, oh, you're an assistant and you didn't actually do that much assisting, you know? I mean, not like I need to see a ton of it on the page because it can be actually boring, but I just want to make sure she actually does it, you know? If we're going to call it that trope.
Right. Her, I'm like billionaire boss biter, like her biting billionaire boss. No.
Oh, bitten by the billionaire.
Yes. Absolutely yes. That is it.
Oh my God.
And the series title is, well, what country are we in? France? Like,
Yeah, I'm down with giving them like a French.
yeah, some kind of sexy French series
Yeah,
name.
like that's the name of their like brotherhood or something like that, you know.
Yes.
I'm like not literally not even gonna try to come up with it because I can't speak French
Yeah,
or anything.
I don't either. I'm like, I
So.
don't know enough French to do that, but something would come up that would be perfect.
Yeah, and it would be like, what is
Or like
that
something.
symbol with the arrow in the, you know?
Yes, the flesh or whatever. No.
That's not what I was saying, but I do see what you're saying.
Wait, and then what I was thinking we could do something with blood too, like La Sangre de,
Oh, yes.
like lover's blood or something. La Sangre
Ooh.
del Mar, like blood lover. I don't know.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But in French, you know, so it sounds sexier.
Yes. Yes. But just like a French vibe throughout, you know? Like, let's give
Yes.
them like French names, you know? I don't even know what French names are. I would look them up, obviously.
Yes. Totally. I'm in love.
You know what's funny? Not like funny, but. But I live in Texas, and so my dad was like, when I was in school, he was like, you have to take Spanish because there's like a lot of Spanish speakers here and it will help you in your like career. Not like having any idea what my career would be at the time that we were deciding
Right.
such a thing.
Right.
And then my first job out of college, I worked for this company that contracted with the owner was French, and most of the work we did was for a French company. And the first time I went to Paris was literally a work trip. And so I just know Spanish.
Yeah, you're like, that's not helpful. I know Spanish too.
Not helpful to me at all.
My kid just started taking German.
Mine is taking Japanese.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he really wants to go to Japan.
I was gonna ask, does he want to go? Owen wants to go to Germany. He's already pitching me on it. I'm like,
Oh,
cool.
yeah.
Yeah. And then my daughter does sign language, so that was kind of fun too.
Yeah.
To like, I can't really, I could do the basics, but you know, she can sign to me when she wants to like leave the room or whatever. Like, or she can be like, can we go? Like, I'm like,
Like that.
yeah.
Okay, this was fun.
So fun.
I appreciate you doing this with us.
I want to, like, now I want to write the book now, right?
I know. Okay, so tell us if we liked this book, what should we start with in your backlist?
Okay, well, I remembered that his captive mortal is actually like they weren't past life lovers, they were past life. She killed him in the past, like enemies.
That's a
And
little
so,
different, but a
yeah.
little same. You're right.
Yeah. So there's a, so then he's realizing, like he realizes that it's her and he wants revenge, but he's falling in love with the present one and kind
I
of
love it.
similar twist, but a little different. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone go read His Captive Mortal, and we'll put links to the to that book as well as the other books that were mentioned in the show notes. So we hope you enjoyed this vampire romance, Storytime with Skye.
Yay, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to Storytime with Skye. I hope you enjoyed the story we crafted this week. Please subscribe so you don't miss a new episode and leave a review so that other listeners can find our show. We always put links for any books we discuss, as well as books by the guest author, in the show notes, so you can definitely find something new to read. And if you want to help choose our romance adventure, be sure to join our Facebook group, Storytime with Skye. That's where we gather suggestions and poll our readers, just like you, to find out what our next story will be. Thank you for being part of the story.
Welcome to the story. It's story.